Ex-New Zealand leader tells UN, censor all unsanctioned information. By John Friend. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who led one of the most tyrannical governmental responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, was back at the UN during the recently concluded General Assembly meeting once again demanding an international response to the challenges associated with mis and disinformation found online. Her solution: marshalling a coordinated global response to this new weapon of war by demanding social media platforms regulate mis and disinformation on their platforms much more strictly, censoring the opinions, perspectives, and narratives that challenge what globalists like Ardern, Bill Gates, unelected UN bureaucrats, and others claim. It was not the first time Ardern addressed the UN demanding worldwide censorship of ideas that run contrary to globalists' priorities, such as climate change and effectively responding to pandemics and other purported global health emergencies. 1 year ago, she made a similar speech while addressing the UN, denouncing the rise and proliferation of disinformation in the wake of dubious establishment-promoted narratives surrounding COVID-19, vaccines, the war in Ukraine, climate change, and other issues. Arguing mis and disinformation are new weapons of war, she urged a coordinated global response to suppress this alleged threat, which would require the same level of action and activity that we put into the weapons of old. We recognize the threats that the old weapons created, Ardern argued last year. We came together as communities to minimize these threats. We created international rules, norms, and expectations. We never saw that as a threat to our individual liberties, rather, it was a preservation of them. The same must apply now. Describing mis and disinformation as a challenge that we as leaders must address, Ardern lamented that even the most light-touch approaches to disinformation could be misinterpreted as being hostile to the values of free speech. That may have been the most accurate statement made during her presentation, particularly when those regulating just what constitutes disinformation and hate speech, for example, include such disreputable and politically motivated organizations as the Anti-Defamation League and other groups that work directly with the world's largest social media platforms, online financial services providers, and governments around the world to eliminate all dissent. Ardern, following her resignation as Prime Minister earlier this year, accepted prestigious fellowships at Harvard, where one of her main priorities is studying online extremism and combating disinformation. She noted that the globalist elites have new tools to overcome this new weapon of war, and that a collective conviction and collective will is needed to control free speech. To Ardern, silencing criticism and skepticism of globalist initiatives, institutions, and officially promulgated narratives advanced by the mainstream mass corporate media, academia, and the political elite is clearly her top priority. What is so chilling is to hear Ardern express her fealty to free speech as she calls on the nations of the world to severely curtail it to prevent people from undermining their policies and priorities, Jonathan Turley, a leading constitutional attorney, recently noted in response to Ardern's speech. She remains the empathetic face of raw censorship and intolerance. She is now the virtual ambassador at large for global speech regulation and criminalization.